be fair about it. But that's my thoughts.
Well, I don't like your thoughts.
Okay, that's fine.
Somebody you else tell me something better. I like to
somebody else give her a different opinion. Quick.
I like
quick.
Opinions are like assholes. We all have one.
What do you want to hear, Kat?
I want to hear good things like, I don't know, let's get this over with. I don't have transportation. It's not going to be that easy for me. It's like the nearest base here is 150 miles away. What do you want me to do? Fly down there?
Might have to.
Okay, with no money.
Uber.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
You'll be all right. You'll make it there.
You will make a trip of it for the day. It will be the best day of your life, and you will love it.
Kat, nothing's going to stop
you. I'll get in a car accident, and that'll be that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't know you considered me like that.
You sound so
yes, my daughter.
So the way,
but you got to find somebody to take care of your animals. I already got somebody on standby for all my animals. I said, you know, understand, I'm going to call you, and I don't know when, but when I do,
and I might not come home for 4 days.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but it's okay. I could do that.
What if you were on the road? What if you were on the road to Arizona at the time when they released the funds?
Pull over.
Why would I be on the road to Arizona?
Well, I know why I would be.
3 days to set your appointment.
You got 10 days to make the appointment, 30 days to close it.
Right. So you guys,
I'm thinking, well,
if you don't have transportation to your appointment, if you don't have transportation to your appointment, no worries. You can, I mean, you can make it 10 days. You got 10 days to make it.
I can walk it.
Larry, there might be one stipulation there. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I've also heard Zim holders should make their appointment, their first appointment within the first 3 days.
Yeah.
You can make the appointment, yeah, but if there's no physical way you can be to the place where you have the appointment, then you have to.
Agree. You still have 30 days.
Yeah.
But you also have, you have your first appointment, and then you have a second appointment, and your second appointment needs to be
within
2 weeks
later.
Yeah,
with the right manager.
That's fine.
So you need to make sure. Well, it'll. I don't either, but I'm just saying, make sure that you get in there so that you have plenty of time to get your second appointment in.
Yeah.
How about just call the 800 number and see what you can come up with?
Exactly.
That'll
How about I just
questions.
Wait for my link to SafeLink? Right. I'm waiting.
So the way I see it, I've been in this for 16 years, going on 17. And I watch all, you know, listen to everybody, and it's all speculation. We know we're going to the bank. We know we're going to probably get an 800 number or an email. We know we have all the information that we've heard and this and that and all the good things. I just think that we just roll with it and go,
yes.
You know, and
speculation's not changing anything.
Right. I mean, because we can speculate it and mull over it and think about it, because I've done this for a long time. Well, I got off. I had left it for about 4 years. And it's just like it's in our hands, but it's not in our hands type of thing, you know. I mean, it will happen, and if we roll with it, I think we'll be better. And then we know, we all know a lot of things that we've heard, and just take it one step at a time, I think probably be the best bet, instead of doing all the extra energy in our brains. Like, you guys don't want to go where I've been.
Well, that's
yeah, you've gone down some rabbit holes.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, that I think Sherry is right. And that's why we treat all information as just information. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
just keep it in all the information in your bag of tricks, and you walk into the redemption center and fill out your tricks as you need them.
I mean, you'll have your business plan and all that, and what were they going to say? Oh, that was a brain fart, you know, one of those old brain fart things.
But,
If we go to a redemption center on a military base and not a bank, will they tell us exactly where to go for our follow-up meetings?
That's something that you'll have to, my guess on that is you'll, when you call your, that the second number, they'll give you that number to call when you're there.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I was just kind of, if it wasn't affiliated with a bank and we went out to the military base, then where's the follow-up meetings would be? So, okay.
Maybe they'll come to our house.
They probably will at some point afterwards.
I'd prefer to go to the military base.
But regardless, we don't give them our currency, right? We take it with us, but they are taking down the serial numbers. They don't actually take possession of it, or they do?
Yes, they do take it.
Yes, they do take
a copy of it and have them sign off on each one.
Yeah, you got your photocopies, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what
so that when you go there, if they leave the room with your currency, you want them to initial every copy of your currency. But in the end, they're going to validate that it's real currency, it's legit, and that's what they're going to negotiate, and you're going to walk away. You will give them the currency. They will give you the money on the QFS.
After you agree.
But the key is don't let them leave the room with your currency.
Without signing. Even if they do, I have picture copies of them, and I had them all notarized at the bank.
Very good.
So.
Good.
Very good.
What else do we know except for, I hear Trump and Princess Diana are going to do their wedding vows one more time.
Oh, geez. God.
What?
Sounds like we're reading a rag magazine.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
Oh, so you don't believe they were married?
I am just going to wait for the truth to come out.
Yeah, I really have a hard time dismissing Melania because I think she's awesome. I really like her with him.
I do too. I think she's a classy lady.
Yeah.
Well, think about when they supposedly got married, when Melania and him, Princess Di was already here with him, but they couldn't tell that she was alive.
I'll let you know a little inside information if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay.
Melania was a gift from Vladimir Putin to Trump. Her ancestor is Romanov.
We know that.
So by Trump marrying Melania, and then when he's no longer president, like maybe when John F. Kennedy's president, General Flynn's vice president, Trump could be king of Russia.
He's king of the earth.
Melania is the next heir from the original Nicholas and Alexandra. When the czars that got murdered.
Why did Vladimir Putin give Melania to Trump?
I'm just saying that's inside information. He made the connection with them. Oh yeah, she's at the beauty contest. You do the beauty thing. So that's how all that came about. Now you can believe what you want, but you just wait and see. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Right. There's a lot to it. It's so crazy for the whole thing. But it's cool. Once you figure it out. It's crazy.
Yeah, because if you really think about it, that's the progression, because behind the scenes Russia has always been the White Hats. Not all the oligarchs, but I mean the actual Russia itself.
Isn't Melania's mother still alive, and wouldn't she
No.
be
clean? No.
Melania's mom's still alive, isn't she?
Melania's mother?
Yes.
Maybe so I'm wrong.
She would be next in line, wouldn't she?
Well, it's not, there's she's Slovenian, but I don't know exactly how all that fits in. But all I know is, and I don't know how Melania, you know, came about. You know, I mean, was she really the child of the of her father, or was it somebody else? You see what I mean?
Yeah,
she was Anastasia's granddaughter.
Yeah, there's a lot that I don't know, but I do know, like, when Vladimir Putin gave Trump the soccer ball, you know, it's like, hey, one thing that Putin wanted to stop is all the adoption agencies coming over to Russia and gathering the children, because he knew more than half of them were disappearing into the child networking thing. And so he stopped that. And halted all the adoption from Russia. And that's how, you know, that's how Trump and him really got together working behind the scenes, because that was been the number one goal all along, is to save the children. So I just let you know.
Well, I knew that Russia, I mean, I got a lot of respect for Vladimir, because think of all the guys that were on our side, were in the U.S., that ran to Russia and went on into the witness protection in Russia. Edward Snowden. Yeah, I mean, they're just a lot of them just died and went over there. So that should tell you.
It kind of all falls together now. It's all, a lot of it's falling together now.
Yeah.
Well, handing that ball over was just like what he did with Saudi Arabia and the sword. Because he had become king of the earth. They have all relinquished their rulerships to Trump. It had nothing to do with child trafficking or anything. But yes,
oh, that's a word I learned. Capitulated.
No, those that capitulated were the ones that were doing bad. That's capitulation.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these leaders, they've had, let's put it this way, they've had persuasion from other world people. So, you know, it's like, hey, you know, you know, and so that was, and they can be very persuasive. So, you know, you got to work with Trump, and then Trump says, hey, you got to get and rescue the children, and we know about you and you. And so it all kind of came together, and it all started in his first year of his presidency.
Yeah.
He started right off the bat.
I can't believe how much he got done, considering how much they threw him under the bus. I mean, it was like nauseating to me, because it reminded me of being in a divorce court. I was like, oh my God, how is he dealing with this? Because when you do that, something like that is emotional. I don't care who you are. When they're going after your family and your kids, oh my God, I can't believe he kept it together and didn't. I would have probably gone postal.
Well, he's had dozens of assassination attempts, and he lost four food tasters when he was in the White House and Mar-a-Lago.
I think it was 24 times. 24 times I was reading somewhere the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Descendant of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
The Lincoln bloodline. Expect no less.
Yeah.
And the Jesus strand. That's why that's why you shouldn't be messing with your DNA test. That's what they were looking for, is where are all of them?
Yep.
Exactly.
That's
I found out where they keep the records. I found out where they keep the records, you guys. I keep telling you guys, you should really watch Cosmic Disclosure. And then I mentioned this initiation show that is on Gaia. So our neighbors, Once you learn, should watch Cosmic Disclosure and then watch Initiation, and you will find out where they keep all of the records of everyone in the universe.
So why don't you go and burn them up?
Vatican basement.
Some of the nefarious neighbors have tried to destroy this wherever building, whatever up there. They're called the Keepers. They're called the Keepers, and they keep all records. You have an ascension number and everything. You're going to find out some amazing stuff. You guys got to just take a step in. It's all cool. It's really neat, but it's scary, you know, because we were taught to be scared. And it's not, it's really cool stuff, you guys. You really should step into that. Watch a couple, sit at a dinner table, do a Zoom meeting with all of us, and wait till you find out about the portals. And the portals is very important because we will be using those.
There are no freaking portals out of the world, you guys. When are you going to learn that? I don't know why you all think we can escape Earth. They can't even take a spaceship out of there.
Kat, open your mind and try.
Flat Earth, covered with a dome.
Kat, I love you. I love you, Kat.
I love you too, but you got to get your story straight.
I was where you were. I was where you were, and I jumped in, and I said, oh my gosh, okay, here we go.
What's the purpose of leaving Earth, which was created for mankind?
Who says you have to leave Earth?
That's what she's talking about, the portals.
You can drop, no, you guys, okay, you gotta watch this stuff. I'm telling you, it's amazing stuff coming. There's more than just money coming. You guys really...
I think she's talking about being able to leave Earth, to travel to other places
for traveling.
Without spending your entire lifetime going to this place for a vacation or whatever.
You can go to.
You were talking about getting to your redemption appointment, Kat. Maybe you take a portal.
There you go. Use a portal.
Maybe you don't know.
No. Time travel.
Never mind. All right, guys. We'll leave that on that note. Just like I mentioned before, you might want to just check it out.
Great. You don't know. I don't know, but I'll find out when I get there.
Logic and reasoning. I don't know if you guys know, but I did do my talk on the med beds with the two other, my super soldier patient. And
I am sorry I missed it. I got ripped my ligament on my ankle on Friday. And I totally forgot on Monday.
Well, it's on YouTube. I've got the link. It's 4 hours, and it's from A to Z, all about med beds, what's coming, what's here.
Awesome.
I'll post the link.
Okay. In the chat. That'd be great.
I posted it a couple days ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you can post it again, though.
Yeah,
we're going to post it.
I'll post it in the chat. Okay, there
Thank
it is.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's 4 hours. I mean, it's like, it's very comprehensive.
Was it interesting, though, huh?
Amazing. Oh, it's complete. Everything you need to know about med beds is definitely there.
Awesome.
Good.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah, I've posted on the chat, the link. Oh, go ahead.
When did you get to start talking? We started watching it and we didn't get to hear anything from you. It went on with the other two people for about the first hour and a half or so. So when do you get to go in?
It's 4 hours long.
Right.
When do you come in?
Well, I don't know exactly when it is, but I come in and about in the middle, I guess.
Okay.
About 2 hours in.
And I'm always adding... You know, it was a group effort. You know, the slides, we all contributed to it. But Ilania, she's very sharp on a lot of things, and so is James. So we all had our part. But yeah, It was a group effort.
Cool.
So when's going to be the rollout of med beds? When are we going to be able to actually use them here in the United States, realistically?
I can say when, if the currency rolls out, I'll know when, but right now I just don't know until we're on the QFS.
So we don't have any, there's no knowledge about it even being set up in the United States yet. They're waiting on us to get money so they can bring them and make them. I don't understand.
And I'm just trying to be clear. I can't give a date. They've shipped them to Chile. They've shipped them to Uruguay. They've shipped them to Puerto Rico. They've shipped them to Haiti, okay, for the kids. And they've shipped technicians to train people running those. As far as the United States is concerned, I know that the military is going to roll that out when the redemptions and the exchange start.
Okay, gotcha.
At that point, the SARA starts, and you know, and we start getting all of our things relieved, like debt and all that. And then that's when the window to introduce the med beds publicly and where they are.
So it's
okay.
It's probable that these Chinook helicopters that I've seen flying up and down the Florida coast are transporting a lot of this stuff to military bases. My guess. I'm seeing a lot of air activity going over my house here on the coast.
A lot of military bases already have them, but they're just under lock and key right now.
And there are priorities for people who would use them initially. I mean, you know, so.
Well, Herbert Field, where I grew up in Northwest Florida, I mean, I know they got them because the Spartans train there, and they're super soldiers. They go everywhere. Off planet, inside the earth, under the Antarctica, they go everywhere. And so they have been using the med beds there in Herbert Field. That's where their training is. I know that for the last 10 or 20 years.
Wow.
10 or 15 years. So when you announce it to the public, it's like a big, it's like, hey, who wants $1 million? And you throw a bunch of cash up in the air. There's just a big frenzy like piranhas, you know? And so they got to do it carefully so it will unfold in a civilized way.
There you go. Yeah.
Did you hear anything about them? Because at one point we heard that everybody was going to get a med bed.
No, I don't think that's true.
I didn't think so either. So,
no, but we will have options to get advanced healing personally and, you know, for ourselves. I mean, there's drugs and supplements that do remarkable things that aren't available to us right now.
Right. Right. There's 6,000 things
on the video that I gave you.
Okay.
But thank you, everybody. I've got to go. I've got an appointment right now with one of my patients. I really appreciate everybody being here and helping me. And so I hope I can help you with whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Okay. Thank you.
This stream, you're quite fortunate to be on here because, yeah. Well, anyway, so let's go ahead and let's.
Somebody has the video going on there.
Yeah, I just linked to it. It's a good copy.
Yeah, I did too. And I saved it, I think.
Well, I've got it in my history now, so I'll just go there.
Where's Luna today?
What was that question?
Where's Luna?
Where's Luna?
Oh, she'll be on shortly. She's just fooling around with dinner or lunch or whatever.
Oh. Well, I'm on another schedule, so tell her hello for me.
Okay.
Ah, Larry.
Gotta
you
go.
You too?
Got company.
Are we that boring?
No, actually, it was quite good.
When are you leaving?
November 2.
November 2nd. Oh, that's next week, Tuesday. Okay, gotcha.
Tuesday.
All right, well, Matt, we might see you Saturday.
The big day.
This week.
Yeah, the big day.
The big day.
Well, if it is, then I'm leaving Wednesday.
Yeah, bye-bye. The big day.
you later.
Bye.
All right, I'm outnumbered again.
They're saying that on November 2nd, we go back to October 20th. I was talking to Luna about this last night, and I said, I don't know how they're going to explain the change from the Gregorian to the Julian calendar. And if that's the case, that we are doing that, you know, what happens with people who have airline tickets after that and reservations at different places?
I don't
you get to fly twice.
I don't think you have to worry about that so much. The I think there's going to be I think it's 10 days that are going to go missing, but all we have to know is that the old Gregorian calendar was Cabal based, and the Julian one is White Hat based.
We won't have to keep switching our time back and forth and mess up our schedule either.
Yeah,
they said there's going to be 40 days in November. How are they going to explain that to the masses? I just don't see that going over.
Yeah,
that's, we're going to do what?
They'll adapt.
They're good at that kind of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that too much. I think Trump's already got that already planned out. It'll be probably part of the EBS when it comes out.
If we have an EBS.
Yeah, we should have one of some sort.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've told everybody they have to now. Otherwise, give me Trump's number. I'm going to call him and say, look, this isn't going to work. I red pill people, and you're making me out to be a liar. Hoo-wee. Mm-hmm. How cold is it up in Canada?
Cold what?
I have no idea.
You don't even know what the temperatures are?
It is 12 degrees.
Oh, wow.
But that's centigrade.
That's not Fahrenheit.
Oh. That's centigrade, whatever the hell that means in Fahrenheit.
Yeah. I mean, you add how many to that?
Yeah,
make it 30?
It's yeah, nice. probably around 60, 65, something like that.
Wow. Let's see what it is here.
56 in Washington.
Brr.
Oh, we're warmer than you.
Sandra, did y'all get that tsunami or bomb, whatever you call it?
Yeah, we did. We got a heck of a windstorm. Our power was out for 2.5 days. Internet was down. It wasn't fun.
Good thing we didn't have EBS then.
The constant hum of the generator.
And did you get any snow?
No snow.
They were saying up to a foot of snow.
Maybe up in the mountains. We didn't get it down in the lowlands.
Well, good.
It's just 52 in Ohio. 52.
Oh, 52.
I think I got 65 down here, 65, 70. I think. 70.
It's 61 here.
People watch a guy named Martin. His last name starts with a B, a little bald guy, big guy, bald guy that's on BitChute. He watched 107. And he was so mad, he come on and the F word was just flying. He was going after Trump about making fools of everybody on the people on the BitChute and everything. And he was just undone saying, you're just making fools of us. You're just using us. If you're going to do something, do it. It's really good. It was 2 days ago.
Yes, he's banking on a date.
2 days ago, I think he was on there, and he just he was just undone with the making fun of us truthers.
Did you watch 107?
That's what he was mad. That's what he was mad about.
Did you watch it? And did you watch it, Jim Caviezel? Oh my God, they were both so good. They were both so good. I mean, and he said, you know, like everybody wants to know a date and, you know, like, you know, and then there's all those people that, you know, we're all crazy. And and he goes, you know, all of us misfits, we're crazy. And I was like, we haven't heard that. And yes. Then he's like, and then you sit there and you say something to them and they're like,
Joe Biden is the president. Like,
how slow are you, you know, to even think that that's reality? Like, I don't know what you're watching, you know, like your head's in a hole.
And they don't want change.
No,
they don't want,
no.
They'll accept whatever comes by.
And don't ever tell me I can't watch the news because they tell us the truth. Okay.
Right. You're right. If they tell us that we have, never mind, I better not say that word either.
Oh my God. And I mean, I loved watching him because he's just so real as far as he has not said one thing, 107 or Jim Caviezel, that we have not said on this Zoom call ourselves. We have all said those things from one time or another, and they are really good. You know, I don't know
how somebody can hear. Oh, it's good encouragement for us too.
Right. I felt much better after I watched it.
Yes. And by the way, 107 is not Junior. I found out yesterday. Okay. He's not Junior.
He looks a lot like him. Like, I wasn't sure if it was really Junior or maybe it was Patrick, because no. Patrick's his brother and he's not really dead. He's alive. So
yeah, Patrick's
knowing in Australia. That he has a lot of facial identity, you know, like likenesses.
Right.
I thought maybe it was Patrick because, you know, both kids got to be intellectually unreal when they're talking. And here's another thing I love about Juan was that he can talk politics like nobody else and across the globe, and he can relate it to religion and the Bible and relate it to what's going on today.
He ties everything in beautifully.
He ties everything together. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had that talent, but I don't. But I don't.
Med beds are coming. Med beds are coming. You can.
I know. I know. Hopefully, I can just go in there. Bloop, I'm smart like that. Yep.
We won't be able to teach anybody if we all get smart at the same time. That won't even be any fun anymore.
I can't hear you.
Huh?
True.
I mean,
there's I think there's always going to be smarter and dumber. I think there's always going to be some smarter and some dumber, because I think that there's some people that just don't want to know. They just want to stay.
Well, they'll be left behind, because this is a family affair. We all pull together and come up.
Right.
George, why are you so quiet? I know you're eating. It must be good. You look like the abominable snowman.
I feel like one. It's my version of the mask.
There you go.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, I'll be glad when all this mess is over.
You think we're going to get our numbers tomorrow, George?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think we're going to get them sometime between now and the November 5th.
What numbers?
800 numbers.
Yeah, the safe link.
Yeah, it's just information again, says George. But none of us will know until it happens.
Yeah, we could get them as soon as the November 2nd, and we could get them up around the 5th of November. So but we'll find out, one or the other, but I think we're very close. Either way, I don't care when they come, as long as they come soon.
Patience is a virtue.
I've been very patient.
I just want this horrible situation on Earth to end. It's so sad about the children.
Yeah.
And the trafficking.
Yeah, all that's all over now. And everything that we're seeing now is just a drama show, right? For the public.
You think the border is all a part of the pantomime?
Say that again.
All of the trafficking at the border and bringing all these kids in all over the country. Do you think that's all part of the pantomime?
No, it's happening.
No, that part that part is happening, but it's also part of the show. Because Trump wants
so sad.
Yeah, Trump wants everybody to see certain things, right?
Right.
Because if you tell people, people don't believe you. But if you show them and they see it with their own eyes, they have no choice but to believe it.
Yeah. I'm just so, the number one thing I want to see is the mainstream media down, the Lion newscast.
Me too.
I am so sick of them.
Me too. I think that is the biggest, I think that's the biggest hurt to us.
Is I think it's extreme media. It's a total crime, Danny. It's a total crime.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing is, I really, 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 I mean, first the media and stop taking taxes out of everybody's paycheck. Because I really resent paying them assholes in politics. A dime. If you were honest and you were good, I will give to you. But if you're not, I'm giving you a dime. You know what I mean? That is the part that, because you really don't think they have worked in a year. They haven't worked in a year. So why have I worked for a year to give them 20% of my pay?
Well, that's why they call that company the March of Dimes, because that's all the kids get is a dime out of every dollar.
Right.
If that.
Right.
Well, look at the stuff shown on the Red Cross where they have Charlie Ward was showing pictures of boxes of $100 American $100 bills just stacked in there that they were stealing from all the donations and not given to the Haitians and all of the other people, that it was just being given to the Bushes and the all sorts of folks like that.
The Clintons. Mm-hmm. Building the tunnels. That's what NASA was all about. Build those tunnels.
I used to give blood every 56 days. I don't give blood no more. And I used to give to United Way every year. No more. They're all corrupt. I'm done.
Yeah, the only one that's really good is Salvation Army.
Even they, you give them a donation, George. You give Salvation Army a donation, and they sell it. Mm-hmm. I give it to you for free, and you turn around and sell it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, something worse. We had a friend that worked for the Salvation Army, and somebody donated a Mercedes. A Mercedes Benz, and the general took it and kept it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's possible, but normally, Salvation Army is one of the better ones at any rate. I'm sure there's a little bit of corruption in there, but for the most part, it's supposed to be pretty good. You can tell with the CEO. When the CEO only makes, $30,000 as opposed to March of Dimes, where they're making over $1 million.
But they were taking donations. They would give Joe donations when he would go pick up stuff, and they would go through it and take it home for themselves. And he worked at three different stores, and they were doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. They do that at the food banks, too. They take the best for themselves and leave us the rest.
Yeah, well, Variety Village up here is basically the same thing. Variety Village is a the corporation trying to make himself look like a helping company, but they're not.
Not their corporation.
Yeah, no.
Pretty sad.
It is.
Eradicate him.
Yeah, when a person steals from the poor. And I've been poor since 1954, so I know what it's like.
It's terrible. I mean,
we had food banks, or the Salvation Army in the town I lived in went out and would do like Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets. And these highline fishermen that made $500,000 and $600,000 a year would get the food baskets, and their kids would be on the $0.25 lunches, you know, for the reduced prices for lunches, instead of, you know, the schools can't check on anybody's income when the parents sign up for free lunch, the kid gets free lunch. Right. Even if the parents had millions of dollars, there's no checks and balances on those systems.
Yeah, they're the government. They don't know how to add. They don't know how to budget. They don't know how to run a business. They don't know how to, like, make sure that you're spending within your means. They don't know how to do that stuff. We just pay them. We just keep giving them more money. So they can
get it back.
So they can be retards.
Those days are going away.
Oh, my God. See, and that's exactly why I voted for Trump, because I was like, you know, you need somebody that runs a business in there, because they clearly don't know how to run a business. They don't know how to balance. They don't know how to stay within their budget. They don't know how to do nothing. And the government's the worst on spending. Like,
their money,
right? Exactly. That's why they leave. They come as $55,000 an hour jobs annually, and they leave as millionaires.
Yep. Well, yep. You know, they can do insider trading in our government and not be found guilty. It's okay. Right. They write the laws for themselves, but not for us, you know.
They don't live by the laws they force on us, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we need a change.
So do you, one thing I was talking, when I heard about that insider trading, I was wondering, man, what about Martha Stewart? I mean, so many people said she got thrown through the
Comey Dog did that.
Comey only did because, that. Yeah, but I'm wondering.
Do you know what the stock was, Danny? Do you know what the stock was? Cloning. Cloning. What? It was cloning. A cloning stock that she got charged with insider trading on. Hmm. And Comey went after her.
Yeah. So she spent how many years in prison?
Two, three.
But these assholes, we pay them to stay in office. And they've been stealing. I mean, unreal. They never get brought up on charges. Nothing.
There's two that I really want to see go down, and that's Pelosi and Mitch McConnell.
Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Adam Schiff.
Mitch McConnell did dirt to Trump nonstop.
Yeah, they're all gone, by the way. They all have doubles in.
Oh, good. I like hearing that.
But can I see it on film? Can I watch it on TV? Yes. Will I be able to rewind and rewatch and rewind and rewatch?
It's called EBS. Just wait for the EBS and you'll be able to do all the rewinds that you want.
I
want to
see it in slow motion.
That's why you get to watch it every 8 hours, three times a day for 10 days.
Right.
That's 30 times you get to see it.
Yes.
Danny, mom said that she heard on something yesterday. She was reading that Martha Stewart was a clone in prison. It wasn't her.
I would think she's a white hat. Honestly, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I would think that she had some good intel, because she wouldn't have gone there otherwise. I mean,
And to be doing insider training on a cloning stock, you know, it just, right. She had to do something.
Exactly.
Will we ever get our answers to all of these mysteries?
Yep.
There's a new game for you, George.
What's that?
A new mystery game on the real truth answers to all of this stuff.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm sure someone will come up with something like that. another Trivial Pursuit.
Have a good everyone. See you later.
Bye, Lois. We love you. Bye,
Lois. Love you guys too. Can't wait for the party.
We'll see you after you go collect the bucks.
Yes.
Oh man,
you gotta go.
I got, and you know, I'll be all right.
George, is Luna okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She might be coming on now, or maybe in a couple of minutes. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, okay.
If we're lucky, we'll all leave before she gets on. that'll allow me to go back to bed since I didn't sleep last night.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Mm.
Well, we're going to take off. We got to go down and fill up our jerry jugs that we burned all of our gas up when we had our generator going. So we'll talk to you all later.
All right.
Bye.
Keep the faith.
See you later. Yes.
Bye, Annie.